Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
We're going to turn to the issue of teachers and trying to get vacancies in the school field, where because newly qualified teachers could be offered €2,000 of a payment next summer for taking up a full-time teaching role for the next school year. The initiative reported today will aim to deal with teacher shortages facing schools across the country. Many parents will be listening to this with interest because their children may have been bearing the brunt of the crisis, having a number of teachers or perhaps no substitute during the school year. Kevin Shortall is a principal of St Aidan's Community School and a secondary school in Talla, and he's on the line. Kevin, you've read the report, no doubt, today. It was featured on the front page of today's Irish Times. What's your take on it?
Yeah, I had a look. Hi, Colm. I had a look today, and then I also went back to, there was a statement in the Oireachtas last October. There was a question by Gary Gannon that was answered by the minister, so it was flagged as far back as then. Now, I do remember talk of this, all right. The question for me is, if it only refers to people doing the professional masters in education, the PME, there are lots of teachers that come out with a combined education degree, for example, home ec teachers, engineering teachers, wood technology teachers in the west of Ireland. They do a combined degree. They don't do a PME. So does it refer to those? Because they're the teachers where we have huge shortages in.
And for people who don't know,
very difficult.
For people who don't know, Kevin, sorry, the PME, there used to be the HDIP, which was a one-year qualification.
Correct.
There was then a two-year qualification that replaced the HDIP at a master's level to qualify people for secondary teaching. And then some people with an arts degree go back and convert to primary school teaching. Does the PME cover both secondary and primary?
There is a PME in DCU that does primary school as well. I'm not an expert at every single course, but there are a number of ways to qualify. The PME is one of them. I didn't do the HDIP or the PME. I did a four-year concurrent teaching degree. So that still exists today, the one that I did. So the teachers that are coming out, for example, we've employed two teachers this year from a concurrent education degree. They didn't do so. Hopefully, it's a PME or equivalent,
right,
and they will be entitled to that as well.
Do you think it'll help? Because it says it's around 2,000 teachers. This is aimed at, so it may only be aimed at people who have qualified with the PME. But do you think that kind of a financial incentive will help secure people for the following school year, or is it largely down to schools that can offer permanent contracts of indefinite duration that are going to secure the available teachers?
Yeah, I mean, every little helps, I suppose. The problem is that so most schools have done their hiring already. Some schools are still waiting. So will that entice somebody who was going to, let's say, go abroad or not going to take up a teaching post in the country to do so? It might. That they, in other words, they take up a job and they'll be entitled to, I think the way it works is they'll be entitled to the €2,000 on a one-off basis next year. Now, it is taxed as well. So I don't think it's going to be that helpful for offsetting the cost of college or offsetting high rental income. The other thing as well is, I think it's across the country, so we have a particular Dublin-centric problem, so it will apply to, it mightn't necessarily do what it's supposed to do, because if you're trying to entice someone to come to Dublin, they'll get the same money if they stay teaching in any other part of the country, I think.
Right. What problems have you encountered on that front that you'd like to see a solution to?
We're very lucky at the moment. We have a full teaching complement, and we don't have teacher shortage in our school. But I'll tell you a story from 2 years ago. We were trying to employ an Irish teacher, and we employed 11 people, and they were all eminently qualified. And we would have loved to have every one of them, but one by one they all said, I'd love to come, but I can't find accommodation in Dublin, or I can't afford accommodation in Dublin. So that is a big problem. And there's particular problems. See, there's a difference as well between primary and secondary school. If you give a financial incentive for teachers to stay, and 100 or 200 primary school teachers stay in Ireland this year because of this incentive, that's fine, because they can work in any school and teach any class. But if you offer an incentive in secondary school and 200 English and history teachers decide to stay, it still doesn't solve the problem of an Irish teacher that you don't have, or a home ec teacher. And it doesn't necessarily solve a regional problem either.
And what would solve that in your view? Would it be, for example, subsidising people's training for a PME in those specific subject areas? Would it be an enhanced financial incentive for subjects where it's lacking? Or would it be offering people who are, you know, who may have the skills or the background to teach these subjects, to offer them incentives to take up teaching in the first place?
Yeah, I suppose it's a mixture of all those things. But you suppose you don't really want to discriminate against somebody who's decided to teach something they're passionate about, but it's not the particular subject that's going to get the financial incentive. So while it's not going to happen in other countries around the world, there are allowances for people who work in capital cities who have higher rents. And I know it's very expensive and it would have to go across the board, but it is something we're going to have to think about.
Right. When would you like to see the detail of this?
Well, as soon as possible. And again, I will have, I think, 4 new staff members who have just come out of their training. And for me to know that they're going to get €2,000 next year, that's lovely for them. I'm delighted, especially the fact that teachers who come out now, who qualify now, are not on the same pay as people who qualified pre-2011. So that's a nice incentive. It's something nice to look forward to. Most of them already have their jobs now, so this is just a bonus for nothing other than they're going to get a bonus. If it means that a couple of people who are thinking of going abroad stay at home and they get a job here, that's great too. I'm not sure will it make that much difference. Maybe it will, maybe it won't, but it'd be great to see the detail. I would definitely like to see it apply to every new qualified teacher and not just somebody who's done the PME, the postgraduate masters in education.
Okay, Kevin Shortall, principal of St Aidan's Community School, thanks very much for joining us.